Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
While the New York Times works to end the First Amendment, well, for everybody but them, by making arguments that, you know, time has long since passed since we sort of go ahead and nullify that thing, because we live in very dangerous times, you see, much more dangerous than any other time, because we got these white supremacists running around and we never really had that problem before.
Really?
Actually, we did. They were all Democrats. They were running around in these white hoods. It was terrible. Anyway, and the country survived through that as bad as it was. But we can't have a First Amendment. So they're working to argue the point and get rid of your free speech. On the ground, though, Democrat shock troops are working to make sure, much as the brown shirts once did Nazi Germany, that nobody who disagrees with them can speak publicly. They don't want to debate them. They want to shut them down through thuggery. Did you see this? This is just a continuation of what we are seeing again and again and again. We did not used to see this in this country. ABC News reports, so it might be true. Protesters shout down Homeland Security Secretary, force him to abandon speech.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. And that's a typical left, tactic, is that we don't allow opposing opinions to be heard.
Not allowed. Nope.
I mean, you've seen this. This goes back to the issues that used to happen when you had people who supported the state of Israel show up on college campi, as Rush would say, and they would be shouted down. There'd be protesters. The Palestinian protesters would sit there and just go off on them and not allow them to speak. And of course, you've seen plenty of conservative speakers, both, like the likes of Ann Coulter, Yiannopoulos. A gay conservative. They even shouted him down, tried to perpetrate acts of violence against these people. And this is going on the college campuses, where previously, in previous generations, that was a place where you got to hear opposing viewpoints. That was the whole thing about the college atmosphere, is that you get to be with people from different cultures, different ideas, different political philosophies, different religions, and that those had an opportunity to mix and mingle, and you'd be able to be exposed to all those. Not anymore.
No, it's not allowed. Now, what's interesting about this is he was supposed to speak at Georgetown Law School, and he was one speaker in a forum, and they went nuts screaming that immigrants are under attack. There's absolutely no immigrants under attack in this country, in case you were worried. That would be a bad thing. Illegal immigrants are having the laws of this country enforced on them, which the Democrats could change at any time in the House if they would like, but they choose not to. And so ICE and the Border Patrol are then bound to enforce the laws that the Democrats leave in place. So if you're upset that we have laws and a border, then you need to take it up with the Democrats. But apparently they want to act like thugs and shut down a federal officials. I mean, he's the Homeland Security Secretary, for God's sake. Yeah. Can't appear in public because loon leftist will shout him down. Now, here's the crazy thing. The other speakers in the forum were allowed to speak. As soon as he, got down off the podium and he tried several times to speak, it just went on peacefully. I mean, when the acting secretary of Department of Homeland Security is not secure enough to speak in public, we're at a crisis point in this country.
Yeah.
My question is, who were the law enforcement in charge here? They just let this go on? I guess they did. I guess that's what happens. Anyway, the other non-xenophobic speakers who were approved by the crowd were allowed to speak. Those who were, I guess, okay with open borders and non-enforcement of our laws. They called him a racist and a xenophobe for enforcing the laws that, again, your Democrat representatives have left on the books.
What are you liberals so afraid of?
The truth. Meanwhile, in other dual justice news, did you see this? This is what you do now. You got to make, if you're a Democrat candidate, you got to make a pilgrimage down to the border, right?
Okay.
And you need to find yourself an illegal immigrant or 5, 6, 7, whatever, and escort them across the border. Because as we all know, they have a right to cross the border.
That's compassion right there.
Right. That's lawbreaking, actually.
Oh, okay.
But they don't get arrested for it because they're Democrats. Democrat presidential hopeful and former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro escorted a group of, they say, migrants. They're not. They're illegal immigrants to the U.S.-Mexico border and then across the border. There were 13 of them. So this is what the Democrats do, these candidates. They go down there and they escort them across the border because, as we know, they have every right to cross that border illegally. And it's just because of the thugs in ICE who are really white supremacists who are keeping them in Border Patrol from crossing.
So what's the difference between a Castro and a coyote?
God, that's a tough question. He's not getting paid. Well, but he is getting paid, though, by donations.
Right, yeah.
The Texas Civil Rights Project confirmed that all the illegal immigrants escorted over the border by Castro were captured, yes, by U.S. Border Patrol agents as part of Trump's Remain in Mexico policy and returned to the other side of the border.
I got an idea. So any of these liberals that try that and then get elected, have them be impeached for breaking federal law.
That is against federal law. You cannot aid an illegal immigrant.
Have them impeached for that.
Yeah, but that would mean we'd have to apply laws to them. We can't do that.
What was I thinking? That's right.
That's for the people who hire them and get busted by ICE. You know, like business owners. And stuff. It's not for Democrats. Those laws don't apply. Because they're smarter than us. They're better than us. And they better know what we should do. Now, listen to what Castro said, okay? He said he escorted the illegal immigrants over the border because they identify as, quote, members of the LGBTQ community.
There we go.
All right. So now
it's not that they're trying to immigrate illegally. It's the fact that it's LGBTQ, so that's another protected class. So that's got to be.
Where in federal law does it say that? Does it say that anywhere? If you're LGBTQ, you can just walk across the border? Because I don't think it says that.
I don't think that we make a distinction about gender when it comes to that.
No, and we don't make a gay distinction either. Gay, straight, whatever. You still can't just come over our borders. We presented them to these border agents and said they should not be in Mexico, Castro said. Well, sir, again, I would welcome you to read federal statutes, laws passed by Congress, which you serve in, that you can't do that. You can't. He said the Trump administration has chosen cruelty. And in a separate Twitter post, Castro accused Trump of purposefully killing people.
That's what
happens when you detain them. They were already sick and they die in your custody. You should just let them go so they could die peacefully somewhere else. Preferably on our side of the border. After thousands of dollars spent by U.S. taxpayers for their medical care, I suppose. He tweeted, this is your mainstream now of the Democrat Party. Well, what I saw across the border in Matamoros, Mexico, is a national embarrassment, one entirely of Trump's creation. Make no mistake, his agenda is killing people, and it's on purpose. It's not Trump's creation. Well, Obama detained people at the border.
Please, this has been going on for decades. It's been going on for decades. This is not some crisis that's been manufactured by the Trump administration. That is just a bald-faced lie.
We totally had open borders until Trump, and then then he started detaining these people, but only because he's a xenophobe. Didn't happen. This is the mainstream of the Democrat Party, and they are really, really scary.
Another post-fact era truth from your local liberals.
Yeah. But again, I just wanted to demonstrate, it's unbelievable how laws just do not apply to these people. You know, can you imagine if a Republican congressman got caught like with some illegals working in his restaurant or something? Now then the law would apply.
Oh, labor law. And
oh,
immigration
I'm sure.
law. And
then we'd have laws.
Yeah, exactly.
But we don't have laws now, I guess. Fred in Duncan. Hey, Fred.
Hey, good morning, Tara. How are you and Lee doing today?
Good. You're calling to tell us the Ukraine scandal is much bigger than Hunter Biden or Trump's transcript.
Yes. Until last night, I had really no clue about that. By the way, I want to commend you on the job you do. It's great to have you here in that state and the way that you really go after things and really pursue them. And it comes through that you really care about it, by the detail that you give. And so I just want to thank you for that, because it's a real help to us here in this part of the country. But we've all been paying attention to what's been going on with how Trump's been basically fighting the deep state, and it's been exposed more and more with the CIA and guys like Brennan and the FBI and all the corruption there. And then of course we've heard this little bit with what's been going on with Joe Biden and the scandal involving Hunter. And then what do you see? You see them trying to draw the attention away from that and place it on this phone call that was made apparently July the 25th between Trump and the newly elected leader over in the Ukraine, who also has he was not expected to win the election any more than Trump was. And both of those things threw a huge curveball. And I would just encourage you and any of your listeners to check out Glenn Beck has done one of his chalkboard explanations of the Ukraine scandal. It's about 50 minutes, but it explains the whole thing. And it is literally the tip of the iceberg. And you think about Trump, or not Trump, but Biden's son getting $3 million for a no-show job in something that he has no expertise in or knowledge of, just to kind of be a favor to Joe Biden, who was over, he was the Obama point man on Ukraine. But what Glenn basically explains there is how when Ukraine fell into chaos, the Obamas swooped in and poured billions of dollars into their economy. And in order to get that money, they basically accepted the control of the Obama administration, and Joe Biden was the point man on it. But they brought in all these Clinton political advisors, the head of the Clinton campaign and Obama's pollsters. They were in control. Basically, they were over there being the minders, if you will, of the political leadership in Ukraine. And they set up a huge democratic machine within Ukraine. And Beck just goes through and explains, you know, point by point over a period of from 2014 up until about 2016 when the election takes place. And you just your jaw drops and it just keeps dropping as you see what they were up to. And they basically built a huge machine in Ukraine where they were able to do a lot of things that they could do there. If you think they were bold here doing what they did in the CIA and the FBI, they were even more emboldened there. And I would just really encourage you to take a look at it, because it is literally the tip of the iceberg. And they would like for you to just think, it's about a phone call that Trump made, or it's about even Hunter Biden, because the other stuff is so damaging. It just shows what they've done to the American people. And what they did it with our tax dollars, and not millions, billions.
What they've done, Fred, and thank you for your phone call, is shocking in so many of these countries. I wouldn't be surprised by any of it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Texter writes, here are those protesters who shouted down the DHS officials should have been escorted to the door by law enforcement officers of security. Maybe we ought to try this. I just curious to see what would happen to us. Like, you know, if we don't like Nancy Pelosi, you got to have Nancy Pelosi speaking in public because it offends us. Maybe we just show up and start screaming. I mean, just to see what would happen. I have a feeling it wouldn't go well. Texture writes, hey, Tara, watch what your accusers accuse you of doing. Usually they are doing. They absolutely are doing it in this sense. And, you know, here's the funny thing here. When you look at John Durham and what he's investigating, who is he investigating specifically? A lot of people, yeah, but who especially? Well, the heads of our intel agencies and what they did in, setting up the Trump Russia scandal. That's an ongoing investigation, right? So who specifically, you know, generally is under investigation? Well, James Comey and, John Brennan, head of the CIA. Now, once you know that, the head of the CIA is under direct investigation right now by Bill Barr, who went to Italy to check out a CIA operative who posed as a Russian spy. But claims, no, I was working for the federal government. They used me to get inside the Trump administration. They lied about me being a Russian spy. See, if you're the CIA head, John Brennan, that kind of panics you and stuff. So isn't it odd? I mean, what a coinkydink. That exactly the same time that John Brennan is fighting for his reputation, maybe whether, you know, over whether he'll see the rest of the spend the rest of his life in prison. I mean, it's worst case scenario, right? In his mind. Who turns up inside the White House again?
The whole idea put in.
Who turns up inside the White House again? Not one, incredibly, but two CIA spies who just are sitting around the White House. They're sitting around, man. They're drinking tea. And they just happen to hear Trump do something that he shouldn't do. What a coincidence that is. I mean, who would have ever thought that could be possible? But oddly, it happened. Here you go.
The mission of the CIA is to investigate outside this country activities that are detrimental to this country, not inside this country.
It's against the law, right?
Lou Dobbs pointing this out. Ed Rollins follows up.
The whole idea of putting the DNI together was to make sure that coordinated. There is a natural resource division of the CIA that follows up. If there's a spy network somewhere, they coordinate with the FBI here. That's the only ones who can do it domestically. And then they have.
CIA cannot be spying on Trump inside the White House. It's against the law. So what he just said there is, well, if the CIA finds a spy network somewhere, they got to investigate. They got to send that up to the Director of National Intelligence. He's got to bust it back down to the FBI, and the FBI needs the approval of the Attorney General before they can do anything about it. So what were these CIA spies who are now posing as whistleblowers doing inside the White House?
To have permission. Have to have permission by the Attorney General or the DNI head. Well, what I'm telling you is that
the transcript.
What the president needs to do is pull his CIA director in tomorrow's FBI director and his DNI acting and basically say, all right, who signed off on this? Someone signed off on this in order for this person to move this thing forward.
And
if they didn't, then let's throw them in jail for falsification of a document.
Yep. That's the only thing that matters here. This is why the Democrats cannot have the whistleblowers testify in public, because the first question out of the Republicans' mouth would be, who sent you? On what premise were you sent to the White House? Trump didn't know you were there. Not as a CIA agent. They call them officers now. They're agents in movies. So what are we doing there? Why are you spying on the president? Now you're leaking classified data under the guise of a whistleblower. What the hell were you doing in the White House? Not the only one asking. Pulitzer Prize winning columnist with the New York Post, Michael Goodwin, a never Trumper. No fan of Trump. He's got the same question.
It's entirely possible and probably wise to see this as a continuation. This whistleblower, the CIA agent.
A CIA. Think about what we're talking about here.
Yes.
The whistleblower is a CIA officer in the White House, for God's sake.
Yes. And that this is a continuation of the John Brennan, James Comey efforts in 2016.
James Clapper.
Bingo.
Yeah, Clapper, the whole group, all of whom are under investigation by Barr and Durham. And I find the timing of this somewhat suspicious. It's clear to me that this agent or officer and his lawyers, Democratic-connected lawyers, worked with the House Intelligence
Committee. Is that the natural default if you're a CIA officer?
Yeah, so it's more Hillary lawyers working with CIA officers posing as whistleblowers so that they can legally release classified data.
We have seen this working together with the Democratic Party, the previous administration, to prevent him from becoming president, and now we see it as a move against the president. I don't know how else to read this based on what we know so far.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you how to read it real quickly. Remember I told you Trump lives in a gilded cage like a prison? It looks like a mansion. It looks like the White House. It's not. Everything he does, every breath he takes, everything he says, even when he goes to the bathroom, they watch, they listen. Is it legal? No. I mean, for Secret Service, yeah, they're supposed to be there. CIA, FBI, oh, hell no. He lives in a cage. He does it for you. He doesn't need this crap. He's still living in a cage. And if they can do this to him, I'm just going to leave you with one final thought. What could they do to you? This is a horror. It's a horror. This whole thing. And now there's another one? Dude, he was in the White House too? You don't say, and I'm sorry, who was it again who is afraid he'll go down? Who was the subject of the investigation? Oh, the former head of the CIA. What a coinkydink. And the whistleblowers are who again? CIA officers hanging out at the White House. I don't know how Trump doesn't lose his mind. Honest to God, I'd have cracked by now.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
God, this is so predictable, Lee. They're screaming obstruction of justice, as I said they would.
I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah. Well, there is no obstruction.
No.
Because there's no impeachment, and there is no impeachment inquiry.
And they have no subpoena power.
That would require a vote.
And the State Department is allowed to tell their employees whether or not that they can go before a congressional committee on something where they're not compelled to testify.
Right. Now, if there was a subpoena and President Trump decided to just ignore it, they might have some grounds for that.
No.
And they're going to try to pretend
there
was a subpoena. Reporters were already doing this. I was listening to reporting overnight, and one chick's like, well, the subpoenas have been issued for Mr. Sunlit. No, honey, you got it wrong. You need to run a correction. There's no subpoena here. They don't have subpoena power.
Yeah. Nancy, take the vote. Just
take
like,
the vote.
Like Trump dared you to. And then they won't do it.
And the thing you need to remember when you hear Democrats hysterical on television, this is all an act. They're lying. Trump said, I will cooperate with you, but you've got to have a vote. I'm not going to go along with your fake impeachment. You have to have a real impeachment. And then, as I did with Mueller, he turned over over a million documents. I will turn over whatever you want, you know, within reason. But you're going to have to vote. So there's no, you cannot obstruct a letter inviting you to somebody's birthday party. And that's what this was. They invited Trump to the birthday party. It was an invitation. It's optional. He declined. That's not obstruction of justice. But the media will lie about this to keep their loony bin followers in a lather. That's what they do. They lie. By the way, I thought of you yesterday when this whole Syria thing happened, because I immediately started getting emails and stuff from our listeners saying, whoa, wait. Hold on, wait a minute. Okay. Nancy Pelosi wants to have a war in Syria with Turkey. And Lindsey Graham wants to have a war in Syria. Mitt Romney wants to have a war in Syria. And Ted Cruz wants to have a war in Syria. Awesome. Vote to do that. Hold a vote.
Yeah.
Right? Let's invite, you know what? If you don't like what Trump did, where's the vote? I mean, you say this all the time. We should not be going to war in Syria against our, NATO allies, I guess?
Well, we don't need to be taking military action without congressional approval and a declaration of war. And that's the issue there. And I realize that there are times when you have to do things militarily that may be short term and really aren't considered technically war. Okay, we've got a War Powers Act for that, but there's certain time periods that have to be met and certain responsibilities that have to be met both by the commander in chief and also Congress. But that is being totally ignored. We're neither addressing the declaration of war by Congress nor are we dealing with the War Powers Act either.
Yeah, they want a war in northern Syria against Turkey. Now, this is the height of irony. Do you remember when Turkey shot down that Russian plane?
Right.
And Trump is asked, this is during the campaign he's running, will you go to war on behalf of Turkey? Because, you know, Turkey is a NATO ally. Russia is not, right? And Trump's like, no. And they flipped. They wanted Trump to go to war on behalf of Turkey against Russia. Now they want Trump to go to war, and they wanted Trump to go to war on behalf of Turkey against Russia because Turkey was a NATO ally. Now they want Trump to go to war with Turkey.
Yeah.
Like against them.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre. I mean, it's just so strange. You just can't even make this stuff up. It's whatever Trump does, they're opposed to it.
Right, exactly.
I'll tell you, if Trump decided to roll 10,000 troops to the border, we only have 1,000 in Syria now, total. If Trump decided to roll 9,000 more troops to the border with Syria, they would flip and scream warmonger.
Yeah.
And they would say, fight, you know, start another conflict, we can't finish. I'm telling you, they would. And by the way, you'd hear some of the same people, including Mitt Romney, flip out with them.
Yeah, well.
And it doesn't matter. They're totally full of it. But, yeah, you guys upset about this? Fine, awesome. Go ahead and let's have a vote. Congress, let's vote to go to war. You don't like it? Well, make President Trump go to war then.
No.
Well, we'll go to war with one of our NATO allies, maybe a couple of them. Who knows? Why not?
Just pick one.
So, but again, I trust President Trump absolutely when it comes to ISIS because he is the only one of our last three presidents who has actually defeated them.
Yeah, that's true.
And you're going to tell me he's going to wipe out a 40,000 strong ISIS caliphate in 9 months from the air? Because here's the thing that, and you're going to say he's going to let them go now? He's not going to let them go anywhere. I mean, just as recently as last month, again, we were blowing them to smithereens. We dropped 80,000 tons of bombs on them. Was it tons or pounds? I think. Darn it. I don't have it up anymore. It's on my Facebook page. We destroyed an entire island they were hiding out on.
Yeah,
and that was just last month.
I was interested when you mentioned that because I saw that video right after it happened.
It was awesome.
It was. I mean, it just, and as you pointed out, these ISIS fighters were all congregated on this one island and in the river there. And pretty much it was carpet bombed.
It was the best fireworks show in recent memory. Yeah. So, I mean, that was last month. So the idea that Trump's given up on fighting ISIS, that's a bunch of bunk. We have 1,000 troops total in Syria. We had, according to the White House, 50 in northern Syria. And he just pulled them out of the way because you've got thousands of troops massing on the Turkish border right now. He's like, wow, you know, Turkey abuts Syria to the south. So he just pulled them out. There's like 50. Well, of course he did. He doesn't want them caught in the middle of that. You want us to leave 50 troops in the middle of a battle like that? Why? We could fight it from the air if we need to, and we will. He's not going to let ISIS mass anywhere. But anyway, and it's just so frustrating. It's so completely frustrating, Lee, but, you know, whatever.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, the Democrats are predictably outraged that Sondland won't show up for their fake impeachment inquiry fake hearing, which will, of course, be behind closed doors because they don't want you to hear the Republicans rip their whistleblower fantasy apart. So this will be behind closed doors. And the whole purpose of it was, of course, so that Adam Schiff could then selectively leak tiny parts of it to make the president look bad. But the American public wouldn't be given, of course, the reason that Trump is being impeached. That's secret. That will be classified. That's the plan. Jim Jordan absolutely ripped them a new one, explaining why Sondland is not going to testify. Now, keep in mind, Trump even went along with the fake impeachment. He allowed Volcker to testify. And they played dirty. They did it behind closed doors, and they selectively leaked the testimony. Selectively leaked it. And then they said it was a disaster for Trump. Well, when then somebody leaked the rest of it, you could see it completely exonerated Trump. It absolutely destroyed the whistleblower's claims. There was nothing left. And so Trump rightly said, I'm not playing this game anymore. No, I'm not doing it. Here's Jim Jordan.
You think about what the Democrats are trying to do. Impeach the president of the United States 13 months prior to an election based on an anonymous whistleblower with no firsthand knowledge who has a bias against the president. And the guy running the process, Chairman Schiff, didn't even tell us that he had met with the whistleblower prior to the whistleblower filing the complaint. Adam Schiff didn't tell us that the way he treated Ambassador Sondland last week in this, Ambassador Volker in this interview last week, that treatment is the reason why the administration, the State Department said, we're not going to subject Ambassador Sondland to the same treatment. And look, we were actually looking forward to hearing from Ambassador Sondland. We thought he was going to reinforce exactly what Ambassador Volker told us last week. But again, unfortunately, when you have a Speaker of the House who says we need to strike while the iron's hot, when you have a chairman of the committee who is so biased against this president that he wouldn't even tell us that he had met with his staff, had met with the whistleblower prior to the whistleblower filing the complaint. And frankly, this is a pattern with Mr. Schiff. He did the same thing, if you remember, the first big hearing the Democrats did this Congress, Michael Cohen. He didn't tell us that his staff had met with Mr. Cohen 4 hours prior to Mr. Cohen testifying. He didn't tell us that last summer he had met with Mr. Simpson out in Colorado, palling around with the guy with Fusion GPS. So this is a pattern.
Yeah, it's a pattern. It's an extremely deceptive pattern. They do the interview behind closed doors, then they come out and lie about what was said there, and then they tell you that it justifies impeachment. But you don't get to know what it is. Jordan continued.
Like I said, we were hoping to hear from the ambassador today, but we understand exactly why the administration, exactly why the State Department has chosen to say, look, if it's going to be this kind of process, if you're going to selectively leak text messages, 67 pages of text messages we had, and they take a handful and release to all of you, and not give the full context and not release the transcript, we understand why they made this decision at this moment. I'm going to let some of my
Ambassador Sondland says he's disappointed that he wasn't allowed to attend this deposition today.
Yeah, and I said the same thing. We wish he would have been able to testify too, but we fully understand why the administration made the decision they did. When you're going to have a chairman release certain parts of what was said in a closed door interview and not release the entire transcript and give a context, you can see why they didn't want to subject Ambassador Sondland to the same kind of treatment.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.